USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian Foreign Ministry did not give specific reasons for the recall of their ambassador to the United States on Wednesday, but stressed that Moscow's relations with the United States are at a difficult state and accused Washington of bringing them to a dead end. Without any evidence, the U.S. intelligence community released a report saying Putin influenced the 2020 election. President Biden said Putin will pay a price and called Vladimir a killer on mainstream media. Severe weather ripped through Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of residents without power. And a major severe weather outbreak is expected to remain a risk over the next couple of days. The woman whose coughing attack on a San Francisco Uber driver went viral this week was charged Wednesday with multiple felonies for the crime. Arnett Kimier, who refused to wear a mask while inside the vehicle, faces up to 16 years in prison and $3,000 in fines. We are USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
U.S. leadership in South Korea with North Korea on its mind. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with their South Korean counterparts on Thursday in the Biden administration's first foreign policy trip. Blinken said that conversations regarding North Korea centered around the denuclearization of the communist state.
We are committed to the denuclearization of North Korea, reducing the broader threat the DPRK poses to the United States and our allies, and improving the lives of all Koreans, including the people of North Korea, who continue to suffer widespread and systematic abuses.
Blinken also addressed the role that China was playing in the region and the destabilizing effect it was having.
We are clear-eyed about Beijing's consistent failure to uphold its commitments, and we spoke about how Beijing's aggressive and authoritarian behavior are challenging the stability, security, and prosperity of the Indo-Pacific region.
China has denounced what it called U.S. efforts to foment unrest in the region and interfere with its internal affairs. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Seattle Mariners' Kyle Lewis, the American League Rookie of the Year, tells MLB.com on Wednesday how he adjusted during the pandemic-shortened season.
Well, you know, I got a lot of information. You know, last year got a lot of information in the limited games we were able to play. So those are things that I definitely am excited about, the opportunity to learn about and, grow on. You know, there's so many things that, you know, I was able to recognize the way they were attacking me, you know, different mental things, different mindsets that I put myself in throughout the year. So those are all things I went into the offseason just trying to shore up those things.
Kyle gives some clues as how he will improve in 2021 with the full slate of games this year.
Man, you know what? I just asked a lot of questions, lean on some of the veteran guys we have around here, and keep a journal when I can, when necessary. And then, you know, just I know that's going to be a new challenge for me. You know, playing a full season, my first time playing a full 162. So that's going to be another challenge in itself, and I just try to embrace it head on, ask as many questions as possible, and, you know, keep a journal when, you know, when necessary. But I think overall it's just about being in the experience and letting it be what it's going to be, you know, because I think over time I'll continue to get more information, you know, be able to shore up everything and let it work itself out.
The boys of summer start the official 2021 Major League Baseball season on April 1st. NASCAR gets boogity this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Everything culminates Sunday with the Quick Trip 500, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.